I'm in London just now, and although the neighborhood is very mixed, there are trees in every direction I look. I recently ran across the question, what does a forest planted by an artist look like? Should you be able to tell that it's art? With Agnes Dennis, Forest Mountain, you know because of the mathematical pattern. With Kathy Fitzgerald's Hollywood Forest Story, you only know because of the stories. With Katie Patterson's Future Library, you only know because of the annual events where writers hand over manuscripts to be published in 100 years on paper made from the trees. With Joseph Beuys's 7,000 Oaks, you know because of the basalt columns planted with the trees. With David Nash's Ash Dome, you know because of the formal design and the fletching of the trees. Now you know because he's planted a circle of oaks around the dead ash trees. With Helen and Newton Harrison's Future Garden, you only know because of the story and maybe the song. Even though the scientists are monitoring the ensemble to see which plants can adapt to the changing climate. With various orchard projects, including Anne-Marie Culhane's at Loughborough and Annie Lord's in Edinburgh, the pollinators don't know that their world has more places to be busy because of artists.